How do we know the women are mechuyevus in the inuyim of Yom Kippur? How do we know a woman can't take a shower in Yom Kippur? Problem is, there's no onus for azhara b'shar inuyim, so therefore a woman should not be included. So the Minchas Chinuch's derech was, that's a proof that the inuyim are midah rabbanon. Because as the Minchas Chinuch said, if the midah rabbanon, mistama alvariyah amrina, he says, if the midah rabbanon, im kein kevan da asmachu rabbanon le mitzvah inuy, v'kevan da be'ikur inuy, kulam chayavin hachinami b'mitzvahs chachamim. Since the classical inui is eating, and women are mechuyevus and not eating, therefore when Rabbanan came along and instituted the regular inuyim, they instituted along the lines of the primary inui, women are mechuyevus. So Minchas Chinuch is comfortable saying the reason that women are mechuyevus in Shari Inuyim is because they're mid Rabbanan. But what about all those Rishonim who hold that the Shari Inuyim, we saw that that's the way everyone understood the Rambam, even though it's possible to have another reading in the Rambam. Everyone understood the Rambam Shita was the Inuyim are midoraisa. That's the way the Ran understood the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch understood the Rambam. What is the Rambam going to do with why women are also berchitza sichanil sasanda? So we said that there is this question in general by Yontif. If women are mechuyavis in the asay of Yontif, l'mayin af kamina, do you say ein asay duchalos asay vasay by a woman by Yontif? Taisus in Kedushin, Lamed Hay says that a woman should be able to burn kachim on Yontif because she's chayevis in the asay of Sreifas Kodshim, like by Shemin Sreifa. For instance, when a woman lights candles, we say ein madlikim by Shemin Sreifa. Gemara says on Yontif, she's not allowed to go ahead and light Shemin Sreifa. One of the reasons, Shemin Sreifa is Truma Tamea, and she has mitzvahs Truma just like her husband does, because since she can eat Truma like her husband the Kohen is, she's mechuyevus in the mitzvah of Mishmarti. And it says, "B'shtei mishmaros hakas medaber, echad truma tmeya, echad truma tohera." It's a mitzvah to be sorev truma tmeya. So, if you have oil that is truma tmeya, why can't a woman use that to light on Yontif? So the Gemara says, "Because ein asay dochalos asay vaasay," that the asay of sreifas kachim is not docha the losasay kol malacha, and the asay of tishpos on Yontif. So Tosfos asks, but women are not mechuyevus in the asay of Yontif, of Tishbos. She should be able to burn Shemin Sreifa. So Tosfos has a nice lamdasha answer.
What about Stam Freisel?
Tosfos' question.
Okay.
Tosfos' question is that how in the world, Tosfos there, I think, Chavdal Mibes. Chavdal, I think, is a sugi there. Tosfos says, Ein Hachinami. Why don't you just say it's. Why don't you just say.
We
told right. Right. So he says that there is a separate issue of lachem v'lo l'gvoa, which would be a mafkia for anything that's a kiyumin, right?
Interesting.
Right? That's
even
like,
though there's lachem and you're getting hano, I mean, you know,
yeah.
Like, okay. All right.
Lachem v'lo l'gvoa.
I thought they still sheep was. Okay.
Lachem v'lo l'gvoa. Which, by the way, is the question we mentioned many, many times. The Ramban, I think Kuflam and Zayin and Shabbos and the Malachas Yontif discusses it. Why can't Mila Shelo bizmana be done on Yontif? It's a mitzvah. She just touches as you say, me talk by all mitzvahs, right?
Right.
There's a question on your Beitzim and Aleph and Beitzim when you say me talk.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with Mila Shelo bizmana? So the fact that it is a mitzvah, the Ramban says, takes away from the fact that you can say me talk.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about it being a mitzvah that actually is mafkia it from the whole, right? Interestingly, you have to look at the Ramban what he means exactly.
So the chiyuv to burn Shemin Sreifa makes it considered l'gvoa?
Makes it considered
l'chem v'lo l'gvoa? What's the chiyuv to burn Shemin Sreifa tmei? It's not a gedur on l'gvoa. It's just that you forget to do it. But that still constitutes an issue of l'gvoa.
Yeah, that Taisha seems to say like that. You have to look at that Taisha. The interesting Taisha.
As long as there's a chiyuv to do it.
But is it Asur b'Hana? What is it? I mean, is it Isur b'Hana?
No.
No, not Isur.
So anyway, so the other we left off with the other answer that women would be mechuyevus in the asay of the inuyim because once they're mechuyevus in the lo seuna, there's an oishra hara for achila. They're chayev in the primary inui of Yom Kippur, which is achilu shtia. Therefore, every other inui should be carried along with that, should be dragged along. And there's this question, if the Mechuyevus and the Losa says that I say it's come along, so the Chinuch and Resh Pei Zayin says yes, women are chayev in the Asev Yontif. Rambam learns also the Mechuyevus and the Asev Yontif. The understanding is that when the Mechuyevus and the Losa Asev Yontif, the Asev comes along. So to Bayom Kippur, the Asev of inui comes along with Chol Nefesh Asher Lo Se'uneh. And once we have inui, we said that every other inui, if they're doraisa, is dragged along with the primary inui. That's how we left off last time.
I came across I think the thing Shul Shiku can answer the issue.
Yes.
Also, it said that woman amachuyv in an asay, which is the law of woman baal say. If it's an asay, which you are kind to shev al chalse, woman amachuyv.
Right. There's a famous Pnei Yoshua in Beit Salamid Amir Aleph. The Pnei Yoshua in Beit Salamid Aleph. There's a Pnei Yoshua in Beit Salamid Amir Aleph says that women are mechuyavos in all mitzvah sheshas man grama that are mechuyim b'sheva al tasa. Famous Pnei Yoshua. There's a sugi there in Beit Salamid Amir Aleph, very important sugi. Mutav shu shogim v'altiu mezidim. It's a sugi there in Beit Salamid Amir Aleph. It speaks about women who used to go ahead and sit at the corner of the Mavui, at the corner of the Mavui, and they were right by the Lechi and the Kaira. And one of the Amoraim said to another one, why don't you tell these women, they're almost in Rosh Hashanah. So he goes, Mutav Shu Shogim Val Tiyu Mezidim. So Gemara says, you say that by Doraisas? So Gemara says, look at Taisefes Yom HaKippurim, the Gemara says. You have all these women that are mamish eating up until the last minute, and no one says anything to them. So the Gemara says, Mutav Shi Shogun Val Tiyu Mezidim. So the Pnei Yeshua says, I don't understand. Who says women are mechuyavis but Taisefes Yom HaKippurim? It's a mitzvah that's just mangrama. So the Pnei Yeshua says, because women are mechuyavis in every mitzvah that's just mangrama, but Shei Val Tasa. So therefore, there's a parenthesis there that says, Vekasha Migamara Sukkah Chof Ches Amir Aleph. There's a little parenthesis there. But the Bnei Yeshua has a thesis that women are mechuyevus in every mitzvah asay shehaz man grama b'sheva al tasa. Which is interesting.
It's L'shitosa.
L'shitosa of the Bnei Yeshua?
Yeah, because he also has a sheet that, I think it's him, and other parents say it, that any mitzvah asay that would be done b'shlichus, a woman would be mechuyevus. They hang themselves on the
Kolba's
sheet,
but
the only reason...
Avudaram, yeah.
I think it's
Kolba. It's Avudaram that says, gives a reason.
Because she's available for her husband.
Right, and the whole reason that women are, Paturus and Mizrach Yitzman and Grama, because they're Meshubedus Labaila.
Right.
So if it's Degedu B'Sheva Altaseh, right?
Or Shliach, they say, then there's no problem.
What happens if they're not married?
Huh? So according to that... So that sheet from, right. What about, you know,
yeah.
We don't see a difference between it's a footnote on the parentheses.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go now to Ice Bays, which is a whole new topic.
Oh, good.
Bays. Shashir ha'achila b'yama kippurim. Let's take a look in the chinuch. Even though Shah doesn't let me read from the chinuch, we have to. Midine ha'mitzvah. You have that?
Yeah.
What am I? I'm on Tough Pei Gimel?
Yeah.
Medina Hamitzvah, Masha Amr Zichronim Levracha, Peyamad Aleph in Yuma, Shashira Achila Biyama Kippurim, Lechai Valer Doraisa, Meochlim Haruuyim, He Kekoseves Hagasa, Vatam Shinishtana Shira Achila Biyama Kippurim, Bishir Shar Achilas Isurim Shibatora, Shem Bekazai Spimden Shatora, Osra Achila, Bosayam Beloshin Inui, Velo Nemarlo Bosochlu, Kmoshari Surim. Upershu Chachamim, Shekiblu Hadvorim, Kasher Kidmu Lahem, Sha'achila Nikres Bekazayas. Aval Inui Huba Adam Kozman Shalo Ocho Akikosevis. Shein Das Bene Adam Mizyashe Bepachos. So the Shir Achila on Yom Kippur is not Bekazayas. It's Kosevis. So what is a Kosevis? A Kosevis is a date. So once again, if you have the pasuk Eretz Chita Sa'ira Te'ina Gefen Rimon, how does it end off?
Zayish,
what? Right, Zayishem Shu Dvash. So dvash is dvash, not dvash honey from a bee, but dvash tamarim. Therefore, tamar is the last of the shivas haminim. So what is a tamar for? It's for kosevas hagatsa. A large date is the shear that is asr on Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Payam and Beis, actually our intestament Beis in Yuma, wants to learn out how big is a kosevas. So the Gemara says it's bigger than a kazayas, but it's less than a kebeya. The Gemara says kazayas is achila, kebeya is sphia, kebeya creates satisfaction, and kosevas creates what's called yusuve daita. So there are three categories, achila, kazayas, kosevas is next, which creates a what's called yusuve daita. The guy is pacified. And the last is a kebetza, which creates sphia. So therefore, there's one sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who says, in order to bench, you need a kebeya. Because he learns, v'achalta v'savata uveirachta. Achila sheyesh bo sphia kebetza. So the Gemara actually says, if kebeya creates sphia, and kosevas creates yusuve daita occurs before sphia. Meaning there's this spectrum. Achila, yusuve daita, and then sphia. Since kebeya is sphia, it must be that yusuve daita, which is yishuv hadas, comes before that. Therefore, kaiseves is somewhere between a kezias and a kebeya. The Gemara is fascinating because the Gemara struggles to say how big is a kaiseves. Maybe a kaiseves is bigger than a kebeya. Maybe the kosevas is less than a kebeya. So it brings rayas back and forth, which the Maariv Tzchiya says, I don't understand. Aren't all halachas, aren't all shiur malacha moshe misinai? Shouldn't it be that we're told what a kosevas is? So Maariv Tzchiya is very interesting. Maariv Tzchiya says, we are told these are the shiurim. They were given to us on a piece of paper. Kezias, kebetza, kosevas, whatever. And the rest is for us to figure out. For instance, the Maariv Tzchiya says, we don't even know what they apply to. The fact that kezias is the shear for achila wasn't given halacha moshe misinai. It was just given that kezias is a shear. It was up to chacham to determine and fit in the pieces what fits with what. Therefore, kosevas, we weren't 100% sure what the size of a kosevas is. Is it bigger or less than a kebeya? And the Gemara has a whole discussion. Is kosevas with the pit or without the pit? Is the kosevas a pitted, right? Yeah. Right. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. What exactly is kosevas hagasa? But whatever it is, it's less than kebeya, and it creates what's called yisuve daita. Now, very interesting. The Gemara always says kimlahu l'rabbanan. The Gemara always uses the lashon kimlahu l'rabbanan. It was established by the rabbis that you need yisuve daita. It's kosevas. Take a look at the way the Chinuch describes it. Upershu chachamim, you see that upershu chachamim, shekiblu hadvarim me'asher kidmu lahem she'achila nikras b'kazayas. Aval inui hu ba'adam kol zman shelo ochel arki kosevas. Shein das ben adam nisyashim b'pachas. How does he learn that lashon of what is the way he understands that lashon of that the rabbanon as Kimlu Rabbanan. Sounds like it's a Kabbalah, doesn't it? Sound like that? Shekiblu hadvarim kasher kidmu lahem she'achila nikras b'kazayas aval inui hu ba'adam kol zman shelo ochel arki kosevas. It sounds like when the Lashon, at least in this case, is that Chachamim were created this. Chachamim, what's the Lashon again? By Chachamim it says, and Chacham established something. It sounds like the Chinuch means it was established based on a tradition. So the question is, whenever it says Kimlu Chachamim, is it a tradition or not? So he seems to say, at least this concept of the shear of Yom Kippur, that it's not Achila, but it's Yusuf Daita, is a Kabbalah. And part of that Kabbalah that we have is also that the shear for Yusuf Daita is Kosevas Hagasa. Even though the Gemara uses the term of that kimlahu chachamim, some chachamim established, it appears the Chinuch understands that as they established it based on tradition, not based on a marketing survey, not based on going out and using their using their wisdom or however they would establish it. It's not based on a chum, it sounds like it's based on a tradition. So let's take a look at the Minchas Chinuch. Shir Achila b'Yom HaKippurim, Ibnei Shah HaTorah, because the Torah doesn't say Achila b'Yom Kippur. It says Inui. Therefore, we establish that it's the cessation of Inui. I mean, anything that takes away my pain or takes away my hunger, that is considered to be the violating action by Yom Kippur, which would be with a Kaisevis. Kenu b'shas yuma ayin tesamid alfa barashi tivar masal kim, kim l'rabbanon. For rabbam kam perik beis halacha aleph. V'nistapakti demavur b'shas chulin kof kim l'amid aleph. Kezayis sha'amru chutz mi ben ha'shinayim u'ben ha'chachanichim. Who plugged the Rabbi Yochanan of Resh Lakish. What happens if you eat something and not all of it makes it all the way through the esophagus? In other words, I eat something and some of it is stuck between my teeth or maybe it's stuck in the back of my palate. The guy eats peanut butter or whatever it is, it's stuck. It doesn't all get to his mayayim. It doesn't get to his stomach, but he actually enjoyed it. It went through his mouth. Would that be considered to be over an Isra Achila? So it's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, based on the famous Machlokas of what's the Machayev for Machol Sosuris. There the Gemara is talking about Gidon Noshe.
Suppose none of it went through his stomach. None
what?
None of it went through his stomach. He spits it out.
Well, that's the next case. Ochol Chatzi Zayas Vikia, right? V'chazer V'ochlo. He ate a Chatzi Zayas.
There he went into his stomach and he
regurgitated it, and then he ate
I'm
it again.
About if he never swallows it, period. Never swallows it. Does anybody have a minute that he should be chayim?
I don't know, I'm not sure. Plug the Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. Mar Savar Harnoz Grono Be'inan U'mitzaref Ben HaChanichim V'chein Ochol Chatzi Zayas V'kiyu V'chozer V'ochol Chatzi Zayas O'oso Chatzi Zayas. Right? He plugged to the Laman Diomar Hanos Grono Ba'in Chayef. Tore Nene Grono Ba'Kazayas. Right? If the fellow swallowed a Kazayas, regurgitated and ate another one or ate that one, Chatzi Zayas, at the end of the day he ate, he had the pleasure of his palate, received a Zayas. Even though.
What is that helpful to you too? Because no one knows Grono on that. Well, I understand the cause of Rekio is Hanos Grono on the bill. But how does that lead to that?
The Gemara assumes that somehow you're still getting enough hanoah somehow in your palate, even though it didn't go through the esophagus.
Not throat.
Right.
It means mouth.
Right. It's what it seems like, right?
That goes to Rumsi's question.
Ulamandi Amar Hanoah Smeyav Potter. There is a shita, by the way, in Yerushalmi, which I'll mention, or Samech bring, is lo eses considered achila? Shita's Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yehuda in Yerushalmi says, lo eses, chewing something is considered achila. It's interesting, and he says, you're chayev on lo eses by truma and Yom Kippur, the Yerushalmi says. So it's interesting that shita holds, I'm chayev just on lo eses and Yom Kippur. Which is the whole gum machlokis, right? It went on for my whole childhood. A bracha on gum or not. It's not really the machlokis, because there is something in the gum you swallow, right? L'man diyomar hanos meyav potter. But according to l'man diyomar hanos meyav, on the flip side, you're definitely potter. Da'achila b'me'ayim ba'in. I need my stomach to end up with a kazayas in my stomach. V'halacha da'hanos grono chayev. We pass in everywhere hanos grono is chayev. T'mavur b'rabam perikidalad. Now, what about by Yom Kippur? He wants to know. Is Yom Kippur also Hanos, Grono Hanos Minayim? Bina Loshana Gamar of Arambam Noktu Kazayas.
Right,
But Rambam Shem Halacha Aleph Hislo Koli Surei Ma'achol Shem B'Torah Shiurim B'Kazayis V'Sham Medaba B'Chol Shiurei Torah Dem B'Kazayis Aval Shir Yom HaKippurim Lo Ma'iri Hosom Ra'a Kan V'Lo Bir Lano Din Zeh Kan V'Tzorach Iyan De'efshir Da'a Torah Lo Chiva Kan Al-Hana Ra'ak Im Nisiyashiv Daito V'Yesuvei Daito Enu Ela B'Milo HaMe'ayim V'Tzorach Iyan Din Zeh. What would you say?
I would say you need Hanos. You have to go to Me'ayim, because otherwise...
You know Hanos Me'ayim you feel?
Yeah, that's what I feel, because Achila is Achila.
What?
Talk about Inui. That's what
talking about. That's
Hanos, but that's not you see with Daita. Not you see with Daita.
You can say, Hanos for the old that that's Hanos. You see with Daita, just means it's a bigger amount.
But no, Yisuvah Daita is a concept.
Yisuvah Daita. But
that's the satisfying.
Yisuvah Daita is in the quantity of food.
It's the satisfying.
But whether throat or mouth or stomach.
Eating is pleasure, but it doesn't satisfy unless it goes in the stomach.
Well, a lot
that's
of
what I would argue.
The
I mean, I can't say that I just...
The mouth feel, and how it feels, not necessarily that you satiate your hunger.
But 15 minutes later, you still... 15 minutes later, you got nothing.
Well, the question is, what is Yisuvei Daita and what gives it? That may be the question. Or there may be a bigger question. If I would have to interpret what this machlokas is, Shai versus Tzvi and Avrami, if I'm putting Avrami in the right. If I would have to go ahead and pinpoint what are you guys arguing on in a very, very brief way, in a very concise way, what would I say? It seems like you're saying, when the Gemara says Yisuvei Daita, the Isser is an Isser of Yisuvei Daita. And you seem to be saying it's an Isser Achila. Meaning, the question is, what does Yisuvei Daita mean? Is Yisuvei Daita just defining the Achila? Or giving a shear? That's all it's doing, is giving a shear? Or is Be'etzim the Isser Yisuvei Daita? And Shai is saying, no, Be'etzim the Isser is, I don't know, is that what you're saying? Be'etzim the Isser is Isser Achila. Or you could be arguing on something I don't want you to argue on, because to me that's a little too difficult to, you know, to quantify, which is, you're arguing on what Yisuvei Daita is. Shai is saying Yisuvei Daita is people are thrilled just by having something in their mouth. While Tzvi is saying no, in order to really pacify somebody, he needs to have swallowed it and put it in his stomach. So either you guys can argue...
The question is whether you're allowed to put directly into the stomach because it satisfies you. There's no appeal at all.
So there's going
to
be this question. He's going to bring that up now.
You wrap it in a...
This is exactly the next case. Yeah.
What's called intravenous? Not intravenous. What is it called? Make a hole in the body.
Intravenous.
I don't think intravenous gives you hanos me'ayim. If you've ever been on intravenous, I don't know. Do you feel after like being on intravenous that, wow, I'm so full? Like they take you off the intravenous and they say, here's the meal. You go, ah, I'm so full of intravenous. That's not the way you feel. Unless I'm wrong, unless I'm unusual.
Yeah, it goes to the brain, it satisfies the brain. The brain knows if you're hungry, so you're not going to feel hungry if they give you nutrition, I think.
You think that someone on intravenous is not hungry?
I might agree with them, but for different reasons.
You might agree with them that what?
I agree with that.
Well, hanos me'ayim is required?
Yeah, only because the definition of what the way the Torah classifies what inui is ba'avat is nefesh ha'hid, that is evil nefesh. You just eat something on another garden that gets you like I am, there's no evil nefesh. And not using up your store of fat or, you know, no evil nefesh on that. So maybe the evil nefesh requirement would make it that it's something. It's only considered evil nefesh. When you buy that evil nefesh when you have something in your stomach and you're not using your own
No, he's saying Ibud.
It's English, Yeshbo, Ibud Nefesh. English, Yeshbo, Ibud
Nefesh. It's not, we're
the
definition, what it is. You said before,
what you
see. We don't know what it is.
We
call it
Yeshbo.
So if you get to that point, it's not that you.
What I'm saying is, this discussion could either be, I hate to use these words, balabatish, or it could get to a very, very essential question, which is, what is the iser, I don't want to say achila, what is the iser to eat on Yom Kippur? Does it go straight that the essence of the iser is yesuvei daita, the essence of what the iser to eat is? Or is yesuvei daita only a detail or a description of how the achila should be? Meaning, be'ikr, is the iser a maisa achila, or is the ikr yesuvei daita? Or is the right? They do. They do. They do ask that question. That's a prima gadim. The prima gadim says. The prima gadim says that if I eat even longer than the shear of kedei achilas pras, I'm chayv in benching. The prima gadim says because sava mikol makom. Now, what's interesting is you cannot say this by, we have Yumas here.
Yes.
So I want to share something very interesting in Yuma. This is a very, you said, stick of Gemara. Let's take a look at, I think, Payamid Bey is a second. So I can either say that your machloikis had some lumpus in it. What is Yisuvei Daita? Is that the description of the Isser? But it's not Isser.
That's a lotion of the Chinuch. Seems clear to say that. He says Yom Kippur is different. Ashir Achila, the Yom Kippur is different from Ashir Shark.
Mean Be'etzim, it's a Maisa Achila.
Yeah, Shabbat Torah, Shabbat Torah, Shabbat Torah, Shabbat Torah, Osro Achila, but Osro Yom, but Osho Nino. He said it's still an Isser Achila. It says explicitly.
It's very interesting. There's a Ksav Seifer that says like this. Tell me what you think of this Ksav Seifer. I go ahead and I eat a Chatzi Kaiseves right before Yom Kippur. And within the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras on Yom Kippur, I eat another Chatzi Kaiseves. So therefore, I have fulfilled the requirement of now being Yesuvei Daita. Meaning I had Yesuvei Daita on Yom Kippur by only eating a Chatzi Kaiseves. He says, you're Chayev. So Ksav Seifer says, if I eat a ton right up until Yom Kippur, but it's not, and then I continue the Achila with another Chatzi Kaiseves on Yom Kippur, I'm chayev, because I ate something that created Yishuv Daat Das on Yom Kippur.
Really?
Yeah. What?
That's a huge difference.
Okay, but what do you have to say according to that Ksav Seifer?
It's not an Isser Achila.
It seems like it's not a Isser Maisa Achila, but rather it goes straight to Isser to be Meyashiv Daitai. Then in Tafresh Yud Beis, the Beis Yosef brings the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, where the Mishnah says, you're only chayv on Yom Kippur im ochol dvorim sheru'uyim la'achila. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, that's true. But if you keep eating dvorim sheru'uyim la'achila, but at the end of the day it creates Yishuv Hadas, then you'd be chayv even on dvorim sheru'uyim la'achila.
Yes,
yeah,
now they're making
it
very clear.
What?
That I wouldn't agree with.
That
it has to be Yesuvei Daita.
You're a Hanas Me'ayim guy. So I'm putting you in the Hanas Me'ayim.
It's Yesuvei Daita Derech Achila. That is the formulation.
Okay.
It's not like Yezeda, though.
No, it is like my Zeta because that Derech Achila. Chatzi, first of all, he's not my Zeta, he's my uncle. A Chatzi Kosevis. Is Achila. That is Achila, because it's presumably more than a Kazayas.
So you're saying you like the Fetter still?
I like it. I do like it.
But you like him. You're consistent with him, you feel.
But
now I have to find what the Ritva says. Right? Find the Ritva.
That's problematic. Yeah. That would be problematic. Is a Chatzi Kosevis, how much is a Be'ah? A Be'ah is... what is the ban?
I'm saying, I think three kazayas.
Three kazayas. So I think the Chatzi Kosevis would be more than a kazayas.
That's an interesting question. Because it's unclear how big a kazayas is.
It has to be derech achila. That's the point. That's why feeding tube is not going to be chayev. That's why something that is shaloka derech achila, ain't a roi lachila. You're not going to be chayev because it's not derech achila.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and... What's the proper expression? I'm going to go ahead and refine this shita. This shita is you need hanos me'ayim, but it's not enough. Meaning I need hanos me'av derech achila. Because you guys want hanos me'av.
But I'm saying derech.
So you're still arguing lumdish. You're not going back to, we were arguing about what Yesuvei Daita is, right? It's not like Shai is saying the food companies create Yesuvei Das by just putting in your mouth, and you guys say no. Yishuv Hadas is the stomach.
Yes.
You guys are still arguing Lomdish. You're arguing, do you need Hanas Me'ayim? But you would agree that the Hanas Me'ayim needs a Maisa Achila.
Yes.
Therefore, you disagree with Rabbein Yerucham. That Dvarim
She'enim
Rumi Me'achila could never be Chayav. I was thinking of Dvarim She'enim Rumi Me'achila. And somehow I had in my mind this fact from Stalingrad. That they were so hungry in Stalingrad, they were eating newspapers. They were eating paper. I guess people are in very difficult situations they've been, where they had to eat Dvarim She'enim Rumi Me'achila, whatever it may be. Which is interesting, I guess at a certain point, you could have Yishuv Hadas from Dvarim She'enim Rumi Me'achila. And that's what Rabbein Yerucham says. So his shiur is pretty clear, correct?
Yes.
That the Isser is Yishuv Hadas, period. No matter how you get there.
It's the shiur of Achila has to be there, Yishuv Hadas. You have to eat enough that you have Yishuv Hadas.
But you need a Mais Achila, you guys are saying.
Yes.
You're agreeing with him? You're still together?
I'm completely in agreement.
You're still agreeing? Okay. Again, I'm glad you guys are still together.
Break up at the seminary.
You're not that far away.
Yeah.
So listen to the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, does Kaisevas Hagasa, what is the sheer tzir of Kaisevas Hagasa? Meaning we know B'chol HaTarikula, payment base. We know that B'chol HaTarikula, I need Kazayas B'chdei Achilas Pras. What about Kaisevas? Fascinating. Do you think, what would I ask you? Does Kaisevas have the sheer of B'chdei Achilas Pras or not? What would you think?
You just called me to somebody and said it doesn't have to be, right?
No, I didn't say that.
I thought you said if you eat it, it's fun for the Akhilas Pras, but you get Svi out of it.
No, I said if you eat Dvorim, She'ain't a Ruim.
No,
I said
that.
By benching.
That before that. Before
by benching.
That.
The Prima Gullim says
by
benching.
Yeah,
by benching. By Chalta Vesivata Verachta. Any Achil, even if Sava Mikom Makom Yurim, right? So the Gemara says like this. It's interesting how to read the Gemara. To find exactly where it starts.
And here it definitely says V'achalta. By Svi it says V'achalta. Here it doesn't even
right.
say V'achalta. So it's a Kavah Chomer, so you should say the same halacha.
We would have to come to the conclusion, logically, that if you ate your Kosevis and it was not done per the Achilas Pras, nevertheless, if you ate at least a Kazayas in your last swallow, you would be Chayav. We would have to come to that conclusion.
I don't think it's a problem that has been designed, but that food is eating, all right?
So it's the middle of the daf. Maskif la Rava. Rava has got a lot of issues with Yisuvei Daita. His whole blot here is Rava is questioning what's the nature of Yisuvei Daita. For instance, he asked an interesting question a little before. Let's see, let me find it. Maskif la Rav Zeira. You have Maskif la Rav Zeira, it's about a third down. Everyone have it? Maskif la Rav Zeira. Sorry if everyone does not have a Gemara. Bosser shamein bekaiseves v'lovig gefonim bekaiseves. It's a question. Would you say that a good fat piece of meat and Brussels sprouts or what a lulav gefonim, some type of like, you know, sprouts, you know, not such, you know, not as tasty. They're both bekaiseves. Would you say such a thing? Because a guy is really hungry on Yom Kippur. You put in front of him a piece of steak that's a kazayas. You put in front of him, I don't know, sprouts, some type of those sprouts. What's the guy going to eat? What's the guy going to say is going to make me feel better? The piece of steak, right? So the Gemara says, are they both bekaiseves? I mean, how could you say it's the same shear?
Yes.
So the Gemara has that question, Moskav lo Reb Zeira, and the Gemara does not say lo plug, unless that's what the Gemara means. So let's see, Moskav lo Reb Zeira. Basar shamen bekoseves v'lulavi gufonim bekoseves. Amar le Abaye, yes. Kim lahu l'rabbanan. Very interesting, the same lashon. B'bahach miyas v'daita. Basar me'achilo miyas v'daita. Everything needs a koseves. Even steak or whatever it is, everything needs a koseves. Miu basar shamen tuva. However, the koseves that you've eaten with basar shamen is a greater level of yisuvei daita. L'lavi gufonim purta. Olegafonim is a lesser level of Yishuvei Daita. So it's interesting, you always need a... You always need a Kaisevis. Maskif la Rava. Rava now has a question. Kazayas b'chdei achilas pras is by Kazayas, right? V'kosevis b'chdei achilas pras He's saying that Kazayas is Betechelis Pras. Kaisevis, which is a larger shin in Kazayas, is also limited to Kazayas Betechelis Pras. This is a big kula, correct? Someone might say a Kazayas is this large, therefore I have to eat it in 7 minutes. A Kaisevis is 50% more, give me 50% more time.
Right.
That might be a Svara.
It could be a Chumra too, obviously. You got me a Svara.
What?
That being Kippur would be a Chumra. That you could be higher, even if it's the eater of a longer period of time. It could be a Kula or a Chumra. Depends whether you're talking a Mitzvah or an Issa. It's not one way.
But here it's a
Chumra. The Gabi and Kippur, to say that if it was crossed,
well, you got me.
A longer shear, it makes it that it's a more Chumra. It's more Chumra. Even because the Kippur, if Kippur, if you eat.
If you say they both have Bitnei Achilas Pras, it's a kula. That's what's a kula. Meaning that a chole that has to eat does not have to wait longer for the kaiseves between eating than he has to do with a kazayas. Just like a kazayas has to be eaten within 7 minutes, the kaiseves hagasa has to be eaten within 7 minutes. And if you go ahead and you elongate the time of consumption, you would not be chayef, so it's a kula. So Rava wants to know, is this true? Maskiv la Rava. Kazayas b'dechelis pras, kosevis b'dechelis pras. Amr le Abaye, kim lula rabbanon, de bahachim miyas v'daita, b'tfei mehachalo miyas v'daita. Rabbanon says the same thing. Even a larger amount will not be considered to create yishuv hadas unless it is consumed within that short period of time. Now, what do you think about this Gemara? I would say that this Gemara is interesting because I might have answered ha'achila be'ina mikol makom. The Gemara should have answered that, no? Especially according to all of you guys that feel that what? That feel it's yishuv hadas al yedei achila. The Gemara should have said ba'ina achila mikol makom. Unless you want to say the Gemara wouldn't have answered because achila by kosevis is different than achila by kazayas. So there's two ways to interpret this Gemara. Either the Gemara is saying that it's definitely, if you're just going to learn achila,
I'm suggesting that if it's more than a kazayas, it could be eaten longer than the day achila's process.
But the Gemara says no.
It's still called achila. That's what the Gemara was asking.
Right.
The Gemara says no, it has to be, but that's nothing to do with the achila.
What I'm just saying is, it's interesting how what the Gemara answers. The Gemara answers Yusuve Daita. So is the Gemara answering, Tzvi is saying no to what I'm saying. But is the Gemara basically saying, I don't care about Achila, I just care about Yusuve Daita, and I Kaiseves, even though the Kaiseves is Achila, could be over a long period of time, it will not provide Yishuv Hadas. I don't care if it's not a Maisa Achila. It doesn't matter to me, I'm not concerned with Maisa Achila. I'm concerned with Yusuve Daita. Or the Gemara, that's not what the Gemara is saying. Why? Because it's a Kal V'chomer. If I have a longer time within which for it to be a Maisa Achila, a shorter time will also suffice for a Maisa Achila. Right? Having a shorter time is not mafkir for a Maisa Achila. Having a shorter time is saying for sure it is a Maisa Achila, but it's not just a Maisa Achila that I need.
What do they do like a pregnant woman wants to eat in your kipper?
Bichdei Achilas Pras is the shear. Bichdei Achilas Pras is the shear, yeah.
So you feed her something that concentrates. If you have time, you're not
going to
feed
a
rice cakes.
No, Adarabba. You want someone to eat something over a period of time that's not Bichdei Achilas Pras. It's right? But not because it's not a Maisa Achila. The Gemara says it's because it's not Yeshuve Daita. So, but this Gemara is not a raya for you. Anyway, the Chis is Yeshuve Daita. Just a raya that what? That you need Yeshuve Daita. And Yeshuve Daita cannot be achieved. Kim Lurul Rabbanon.
Oh, it's a different lesson than Chinuch uses. He talks about Kabbalah from the old.
I understand.
He talks clearly that it's Kim Lurul Rabbanon, that's all.
I just want to know what Kim Lurul Rabbanon is. Kim Lurul Rabbanon that they did like a. They consulted a few scientists. They consulted a few nutritionists. What'd they do? They went around to 20 people.
They did it themselves. They tried. They tested
they did themselves.
They tested on themselves. They
could be.
This is not satisfying me at all.
You eat a steak too fast. It's not good. Interesting.
Listen, by Chayrish, Kim Lurul Rabbanon, the less they does. It's a Kim Lurul Rabbanon. Can that change over time?
That's the lotion that's used, Kim Lurul Rabbanon?
Yeah.
That's what the Lashon Rashi uses in Beinu Chagiga. Because it's a very short of a carbon.
So can that possibly
change?
Can
I ask you, what about a big person and a small person? It's also the same Kimlai Mabar.
So that's the Gemara on top by Ogmal Chabashan.
All these things have variables, and there's always a
Kimlai. That's the Gemara on top.
The Kimlai means they took an average person. Right? So if they take an average person, you know it's not going to satisfy a big brood of a guy.
So take a look at the top. Ki itashol ba'ogmel chaboshen itashol. David, right, by ogmel chaboshen, that is machlokas, by drinking. Beishamai l'chumra. Beishamai says that some big guy, he would not be chayev in shesia. There's an isra achila and there's an isra shesia. The isra achila is by kaseves. The Isser Shasiyah is B'molei Lugmov. The Gemara says B'molei Lugmov, you have to fill up one side, right?
It's only one?
Only one side.
So you also plural of Lugmov.
Take a look at...
It's not Lugmov. Lugmov is not massive, it's not both sides, both cheeks.
I'll read the Gemara, it's the Gemara Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lo Malei Mugov Mamish. Like you said, right? Then the Gemara says, Mesve, Kama Yishta Vie Chayev. How much do you have to drink and you'll be Chayev? Beishamai Oimrim, I need a Revius. Which Ramalai Lugmov is Rov Revius. Ubeishil Oimrim, Malai Lugmov. Ubehuda Oimrim, Rabalazo, Kim Malai Lugmov. If you take this brisa seriously, Beishamai is saying what? You're not chayiv in shtia up until a revius. Beis Hillel says you're chayiv even kamalei lugmov. So who's the machmir? Beis Hillel is the Machmir, and Beis Shammai is the Mekel. So therefore it should be one of the list of Mishnah Ediyas, including Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Amar Le, they said you have to understand the context of the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ki is Shil, Bog Mel Chaboshen is Shil. They were arguing about Og Mel Chaboshen. Beis Shammai L'chumra, right? Beis Shammai says by Og Mel Chaboshen Revius, which is the Chumra. Because if Og Mel Chaboshen fills up one side, it's more than a Revius. So Beis Shammai says the Chumra. Maskev la Reb Zera, Maishna Achila. Why is Achila different? The Kol Chad V'Chad B'Koseves, Maishta Shtia, the B'Kol Chad V'Chad B'Didei. Why is that by Achila it's Koseves? And why is it that by Shasi it's Malei Lugmov? Which by Og Mel Chaboshen, Beit Hillel will say, is a greater shear than everyone else. Amr le Abaye, Kim lehu rabbanan. The Bekoseves, the Behoch Miyas v'dayta. There's a Kim lehu rabbanan that everyone, no matter how big or small they are, gets a Yishuv HaDayt Bekoseves. The Behoch Miyas v'dayta. Basu Mahach lo Miyas v'dayta. Bishtia, Bididei Miyas v'dayta. Bidechavre lo Miyas v'dayta. That's the Gemara. Kim lehu rabbanan. It's very interesting. Any comments on that? Anything about the food industry on drinking versus eating? No? Interesting. There's an Emek Bracha, I think it's quoted here, or maybe on the next daf, who says the shear of shtia b'chol haTorah kula is revius, and the shear shtia by Yom Kippur is malei lugmov. He says, I want to bring a raya from this to Emek Bracha, that there is no iser shtia by Yom Kippur. It's only Issa Yisuvei Daita. So at least by Shtia, the Emek Bracha says it's just Yisuvei Daita. Because there is no Shir. The Shir Shtia, B'chol HaTorah Kula is B'Revius. But here the Shir Shtia is Malei Lugmov, and the Gemara says it's Yisuvei Daita. So Emek Bracha at least feels this question by Shtia is settled. By Shtia, it is just Yisuvei Daita. Which sounds like he would agree with the Rabbeinu. What?
But what about
the shear is not revius. B'chol HaTorah Kula, shtia is always defined as revius.
And Achila is always a kaseves. So what makes it
Why is it variable?
No, but it's different because koseves bichlal masoyim mona. Bichlal the koseves. Koseves you could say like avrami. Koseves is what? I need yisuvei daita al yedei achila. He says bechol haTorah kula, the shear for shtia is always a revius.
But then you got a problem with Gemara. Gemara says one of the shayas that the only reason shtia is in inui because shtia bechlal achila. So if Mafra goes with the regular methodology, that shtia is like a type of achila, you use the same parameters. According to David Brook, it's totally a separate pattern, even though shtia is also one of them.
It could be the other possibility. Like we said, we're not sure why shtia is chayiv. The Gemara on Ayin Vav says it's chayiv because shtia b'chal achila. The Gemara on Ayin Dalman Beis says that ta'anu is nafsho seichem, then it says v'havad yes nefesh hazeh. Kol shi yesh bo ibud nefesh. Shtia achila u shtia b'chal.
It doesn't work out so well.
Right. Very interesting emek bracha. Daf kuf chav ches chav beis emek bracha. Should look at it. He seems to clearly come down on that side that the Isser is not an Isser Shtia, at least by Shtia, it's an Isser Yisuvei Daita. This is the big question. What's the Isser Achila by Yom Kippur?
Because the Shear is subjective, that makes sense, right? Each gets his own Shear.
Everyone gets their own Shear. Because Kimlahu, but I don't know what that means, the Isser Yisuvei Daita. Everyone agrees you need Yisuvei Daita, correct? So the Gemara says, Kimlahu L'Rabbanan, that when it comes to Shtia, Yisuvei Daita by Shtia is subjective, dependent on each person. But by Achila, it's interesting. Yisuvei Daita, the Gemara says, is always koseves.
That's as far as the distinction between subjective, one is not.
I think you could bring a raya from this. There were no weather giants around at the time of the Amoraim.
But there weren't.
What? There were or there weren't? Kimlu Rabbana, you say they tested it out? Mm-hmm. Who they tested it out on?
Right, so why is that? That Shtia is
have to have an Ogmal Chabash to do his own test.
This is mamish, total waste of time. Did anyone ever read these books by this guy, crazy guy, Eric Von Däniken? Never heard of him? Chariots of the Gods, where he wants to say that there were giants and aliens came to visit us 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago. So the question is, were there giants? I don't know, it's interesting. The Chora from Chumash, it says, all the Anakim will kill that, right? All the Rafim will kill that. I think so, no? What? Og did not make, I mean, it says, Acharei HaKoso, right? It says beginning of Dvarim, right? Acharei HaKoso, it's Og Mel Chabashan. He was definitely killed by Moshe.
No, but at that point, he already appropriated.
Yeah, were there?
I don't know.
It's a stam, one of these. This is like a question you'll find, I don't know, on Torah cards or something, I don't know. How long did the giants last?
Slifkin,
we know about giants too?
Does Shtia, everyone gets their own Mali Lugma?
Yes.
But only on
the that's the Gemara, yeah.
Only
Achila is objective. Kimlo Rabbanan.
But not for Yisurim.
What?
It's only for Yom Kippur, right?
It's only for Yom Kippur, right?
But for Yisurim, it's all the same.
Yisurim, it's all Kazayas or Revius.
All Kazayas or Revius.
Why is that?
Clearly right, because the Rebbe Rav is clearly right, because Mali Lugma is less than a Revius typically. And
except
we define shtia as revius.
As revius.
So al karkach, if you less than malom lugma, so it has it's not al karkach, not derech achila, it's not derech shtia, it's only yisuvei daita. It's pashut. I mean, you know, that's
That's what they mean. Eric Brachel says shasia is always defined as revius. I'll give you an example.
It's always defined as revius.
There's a machlokes by dam.
There's
an isser of lo sochlu, right? By dam, it says what's the lo sochlu dam? Does ever say that? What's the exact lashon by dam? Lo sochlu, is that the exact lashon or by dam? Okay, so it says lo sochlu dam. So you have a major machlokes rishonim. What's the shear by dam? So many rishonim say the shear by dam is kezayis, because it's b'loshon lo sochlu. Other rishonim say the shear by dam is revius. So if there is an isher shasiyah, the isher shasiyah is by revius. So for instance, by shvuas, if someone takes a shvuah, Shalo lishtois. The sheer stam is what? The sheer stam is revius. B'chol haTorah kula shasiya is defined as revius. Here we have less malei lugmav. So by kaisevis I could say it's achila because b'chol kaisevis is the kazayas. So I could say it's achila chiyesh bo yisuvei daita. David Brachel says, what do you do by shtia? With the sheer shtia by Yom Kippur is kamalei lugmav which is less than Ravia's. Says you have to, say
no,
there's no Isser Shtia. The Isser is what? The Isser is Yesuve Daita.
No, no, it's Derech Achila. The Shtia has nothing to do with it. Derech Achila means it has to be eating. That's all. It means it has to be eating. The Shtia is a Shtia. So we're substituting a different Shtia, but it still has to be Derech Achila.
Svi is saying something new, which, at least to me, it's new. I thought before we were saying that Yisuve Daita is not the Isser Be'etzim. Yisuve Daita is just a requirement for the Maisa Achila. That I definitely need a Maisa Achila on Yom Kippur. The Isser is an Isser Achila, which requires Kazayas Bechdei Achila's Pras. But I need to eat more only Mishum Yisuve Daita, which is consistent with the Gemara on Pehem Beis. Because the Gemara on Pehem Beis says, what does the Kaiseves have to be Bechdei Achila's Pras? You would think that the definition, so the Gemara has a Havamina. Rav is bothered by it because he's saying the Isser on Yom Kippur is the Isser Achila. Therefore, the Kaiseva should be proportional and should be longer than Kedayas Bechdei Achila's Pras. The Gemara says, Kimlul Rabbanan, that Kaiseva's Hagasa works even Bechdei Achila's Pras for a Kaiseva, which is not a mafkia that you need Achila, because as we said, eating something in less than Bechdei Achila's Pras surely is within the Gedarm of Achila. Right? Now the Gemara is interesting later, because the Gemara says,
the problem is, if you say that Shtia is also Yisuvei Daita, but it's an Isser Achila, then you should need like Baidam, you should need Kazayas of drink. I guess you measure by volume.
Or Revius, whatever the Shear.
Right?
So that's the Emek Brachah's whole point. That's the Emek Brachah's whole point. How could this Shear be Malay Lugmov by Yom Kippur, by Shtia, if B'chol HaTorah Kulo, Shtia is not defined by less than a Revius? Says, you see from there, you don't need a Maisa Shtia. Says, you see from there that the Isser is Yisuvei Daita. Yisuvei Daita is not a Prata requirement, it's the Etzem Isser. That's the Emek Bracha. Interesting. It's pretty good. I think it's a pretty good Raya, no?
No, no.
What? Well, if you say they're both Be'etzim and Isser of Yisuvei Daita, right, then you can come to that conclusion.
That's what it's really a riot to. That it's not their Isser Achila, and it's all Yisuvei Daita, but
they don't say that. You're not Mitzdarif Achila and Shasir, right?
What?
You're not
Mitzdarif Achila and Shasir. You know why? It's very interesting. Why aren't you Mitzdarif Achila and Shasir? Because Kim Lahula Rabbanan, that what? Lo Miyasve Daita. So why does the Gemara answer differently? That I can't be Mistar Fachil Vishtiya. Because they're two separate mices. One's a mice Achila, one's a mice Vishtiya. Why don't you say like that? It's interesting. The Gemara again goes back to Yisuvei Daita, which is not a proof. Because it doesn't mean that the Isser is only Yisuvei Daita. It means I need at the end of the day also Yisuvei Daita, which may not be provided just
that,
with Achila and Shtiya.
It's all nichol in the same masmor, you can even start with that certain misur, dam, and something else are mitzvah, because they're all nichol in the same masmor, with one masmor for both of them.
So it's very interesting. If you look at the Gemara in Yuma, Pei Amud Aleph, you really have to know this parak backwards and forwards, which I don't know backwards and forwards. I just learned it B'Iyun last year, so, and I'm working on it. So it's not that I know backwards and forwards, but there are all these Gemaras that are very important. You see, I can tell you I don't know backwards and forwards. I said Pei, and it's Pei Aleph. The Gemara says like this in Pei Aleph. Ha'ochel v'hashosa ein mitzdarfim. So Gemara starts off with a havamina. Man Tana, who is this Tana that says Achil and Shtia, not mitzdarif? Amar Rav Chizda, b'machloka shenuya, v'Rabbi Yeshua hi, d'tnan. Because there's a Mishnah that I'm sure all of you know in Me'ila, Yitzayin Amaral, famous Mishnah. Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua, kol shetumaso v'shi'uro shava mitzdarif. Anytime it's Tumah and it's Shear are the same, the Mitzdarif. So Rashi explains, a Nevela and a Sheretz, are they Mitzdarif if you eat them? So he says no, because even though Tumaso is Shava, they're both Tumas Erev, their Shear is not the same. Rashi, Shetumaso Shom Shava, Kegon Shnei Chatzei Zesim Mishnei Mesim, O Mishnei Nevelos, O Shtei Chatzei Adosha, Mishnei Shrotzim, they're Mitzdarif. Shizman Tumasim Shava, v'shiurim shav latami b'shir echad. Tumaso v'lo shiuro. But if the tumah is the same, but the shear is not the same, kagon sheretz and avela, shneim tumasim erev. Aval ein shiurim shav latami. Shazeb kazayis v'zek kadosha. So if I have two chatzis, if I have chatzis of an avela, chatzis of a sheretz, and I touch it, it's not matame me. So the Gemara wants to say this mandiyamar in our mission that says achilas shtiyah ein mitzdarfim is the same mandiyamar who says kol she tumasa v'shiuro shav mitzdarif tumasa v'lo shiuro shiuro v'lo tumasa lo tumasa v'lo shiuro ein mitzdarfim, meaning it's a concept of tziruf. In order for things to be mitzuruf, you need them to be equivalent in shear.
This is for getting malchus.
What? This is for getting kares.
What type of those horror do you
mean? This is not for malchus. This is for tumah. Malchus. In other words, I'm touching it. I have a chatzi zayis of a veil, a chatzi zayis of a sheretz. And they're both together. They're combined in one entity. And I touch it. It's not mitzdarif. Which, by the way, that mission is very interesting for another chakira. It says that a chatzi zayis trefa and a chatzi zayis nevela are mitzdarif. It's a famous Brisker Rav on that. Why should a chatzi zayis trefa and a chatzi zayis nevela be mitzdarif? It's a side famous point. Right. What?
Right.
The whole nature of the Isser is different. So he says, this is the famous Brisker Rav at the end of the Brisker Rav, his letters, that Tuma is really a chitzorin in the Maisa Shechita. Now trefa, I mean. Trefa is a chesor in the Maisa Shechita. One of his riyas is that a chatzi zayis nevela, chatzi zayis a trefa mitzdarif. Side point, I just thought, I'm trying to give you a little yedius here and there. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, the Gemara starts off saying that the reason that achila and shtiyah are not mitzdarif has to be consistent with this idea that in order for tziruf to take place, the two objects have to be similar in their shiurim, in their nature. And you define their nature by either tumaso, how long the tumah is, and the shear. Therefore here, since the shiurim are not the same, they can't be mitzdarif. The Gemara rejects that. Rav Nachman Omer, afilu tema rabbanon. You could even go and coin to rabbanon, who are mitzdarif as sheretz and nevela, who hold that you don't need shiurim shavu to mitzdarif. But why would they agree by Yom Kippur? Afilu tema rabbanon, because adkan lo ka'omri rabbanon hasam elinyan tumah. The shame tumah chadhi. Because tumah is one shame, and I need it to be equivalent. Aval hacha mishum yisu v'daitahu, v'hai lo miyas v'daita. V'chein amar Reish Lakish, b'mach logis shnuya, Rabbi Yeshua hi, d'tanan klal, amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu tema rabbanan. Again, ad kan lo kami rabbanan, I need shiur of a tumas ha-shova ha-hasam elinyan tumah. Aval hacha mishum yisu v'daitahi, v'hai lo kai miyas v'daita. Very interesting. Once again, achil and shtil are not mitzdarif, not because of the fact that different shiurim, but because kimlu rabbanan, that doesn't create yisuvei daita. So why did I bring this in? I mean, I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought here. There was a reason I brought this in.
Someone asked about achil and shtil are mitzdarif.
But why, in the context of our discussion, how does this fit into the context of our discussion?
You wouldn't get if you had chatzi achil and chatzi
kimlu rabbanon. That if I ate a chatzi koseves and I drank, let's say, half of mole lugmov, it would not be mitzdarif.
Because it wouldn't give you yitzhevi daita.
It would not give me yitzhevi daita, that's correct. Let's say I ate 99% of koseves and all I needed was a volume of a koseves and I measured that volume in liquid form and I went ahead and drank that. It would not be mitzdarif to a kaiseves. Because achil and shtiyah are not mitzdarif. But why not? Is it because there's a problem with tziruf? No. It's because balabatash lo miyas veidaita.
Because by macholos asuros it is mitzdarif, correct?
Macholos asuros it is mitzdarif, yes.
Chatzi zayis and chatzi revius.
Yes, it is mitzdarif.
Right.
Basically, we had a one chakira. What is the nature of yisuvei daita? Is yisuvei daita the isur be'etzem, or is it just a prat in the ma'is achila?
The act of achila doesn't require design. It's the sheer. So if you the shear is over here, you should
the Gemara says Kadei Svia is a much greater shear. The Gemara says I can have you Suvei Daita before Kadei Svia. Kadei Svia is full.